First of all, welcome back to Abe for Rofei Cholam. You should feel good. And this Chabura tonight is sponsored Le'ilei Nishmas. You have it, Mark?
Here.
Thank you.
It's sponsored by Sarah and Mark Merrill, who joined us for Shabbos. It's in memory of their grandfather, Binyamin and Tzvi Merrill, in honor of the work that the shul is doing, and Baruch Hashem, the incredible Hasmada and Cheshek to grow in Torah that the shul is all involved with. Yashar Koach to them. So we were talking about a fundamental assumption that the whole sugya was assuming. Before you get to Palgin and Dibura, before you get to the mechanics of Palgin and Dibura, you have to establish that there's a problem with the Edus over here. That for me to say, Ploni Ravani, that for someone to have slept with me, at least consenting and willingly, that is someone who's actually Pasal Edus. So we spoke about last time, Tosos raises the following Shiloh. Is it so clear that if someone walks into Beis Din, or even someone testifies about me, that I was involved in Revia in relationships, that that's going to invalidate me for Edus? So the answer is, we got a sneak peek last week. The answer is that the Gemara seems to, quote, present a Machloikas Abaye in Rav about this, a fundamental Machloikas. A person violates a Los Dase. A person violates something that's Usser, and he gets Malkus for it. So Abaye says right off the bat, just because you violate a Los Dase and you get Malkus, that's someone who's Pasul Eidus. We happen to Paskin like Abaye. So therefore in Shulchan Aruch it says, any person who transgresses in Averis Yesh Bo Malkus is Pasul Eidus. Rava, fascinatingly, one of the only areas in Shas that we Paskin like Abaye over Rava, Rava holds that that's not the case. It's not enough just to violate a Los Dase, even if the Los Dase gets Malkus. Says Rava, you need to violate it with a drive. You need to violate it with a desire. You need to violate it with a Rasha de Chamas. A Rasha that had some evil inclination and a desire that's going to be incontrollable also in the realm of Edus. And I'm going to be paid off, or I'm going to be bribed, and I'm going to convince to not get involved in true testimony or whatever else I would do. And abstain from testifying correctly. Okay? Or I'll testify falsely. So Tosfos is raised with a question. So Rasha de Chamas, I understand when it's involved in Dine Mamonis, when it's involved in areas where you're going to make money. But who says this Ploni Ravani Lertoni is a Rasha de Chamas? Rava is the one speaking in our Gemara. Rava is admitting that this guy, his Avis is unacceptable because he's a apostle. Why are you a apostle? So this Tosos is fascinating. Says Tosos, must be, I forgot the Rava by Rasha de Chamas Perik Zebor, his technolat Tosos on Decimab. It's quickly just chazer what we did last time. Haikamo Rasha de Chamas, the Tosfos originally assumes, he says, it's not only people who give in to their desires of money, it's not only people who give in to bribes, but it's also people who will forget the will of God and forget halacha and what they have to do because they can't control their sexual desires. Their desires in relationships. Haikamo Rasha de Chamas, who, Dumya de Oichon Nevelis Lateyavon, Kevin Sha'oivrlana, also Aldas Koino, since, when I have two things on the at the fork in the road, I have Das Kona, which I could Baruch Hu, and I have my own personal Hana, so which side of the road do I go? Says Tosfos, I go with my own Hana, and therefore you're a Rasha de Chamas, so you're possible even according to Rava. Kemo Krein HaYaosu B'Shvil HaNas Mamon, so too, we're concerned that if you're going to testify in this court case, you're going to go for your own Hana's Mamon, just like you went for your own Hana's pleasure, you know, instead of and ignoring what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And what we spoke about last week. But the Gemara on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis seems to say, a person who's Choshir Al Arayos is Choshir Le'edos. So Tosfos says that Gemara seems to contradict what I just presented. I presented to you that what? Even Rava, who's the Makel, and holds that the only thing that invalidates you for Edus is a Rasha with a desire, a Rasha with a Yetzer Hara, a Rasha de Chamas. So the Gemara says that if you're Choshir Al Arayos, you're Kosher. So it's Beferish that it's Mutter. So this question, number one, says Tosfos, this question is dependent, as we pointed out last week, There's a machlokes rishonim between the Rif and the Baal HaMor how to read that Gemara. Is that Gemara achoshed al arayis? Right, like Dr. Bacon pointed out, the language is very interesting. Achoshed al arayis sounds like you're not actually involved in arayis. So therefore, Tosfos says, oh, that's why it's not a problem against what I just said. This Gemara is talking about Tony Ravani. He's actually involved in the Raviyah and the Maisabiyah. That Gemara that's in your Kashaledas, Isha? The Kashaledas? That's talking about a Choshud, a guy who has a bad reputation, a guy who's Nichshal in whatever it is. He's not involved in the Raviyah. He's just has a bad reputation. People know that he's hanging around women a lot. So therefore, he's still kosher just because he has a bad reputation doesn't invalidate. Kedepeirish pekunches lav diika sade shabal ayirva. Not that Adam saw him actually transgress the avira. Shu elishu gas barayis. He's very comfortable in illicit relationships. He doesn't stop himself from interacting with the other woman. He'll touch them. He'll kiss them. He'll hug them. He's not machbid on the isur negia, which is an isur deoraisa. V'hai v'kamar arboim v'katzvei v'kosher. Aye, but the Gemara goes on to say, Rav Sheshes argues with Rav Nachman and says, you say that this choshel arayis is kosher? The Gemara there says, on chavavim abeis, arboim v'katzvei v'kosher? You're going to give the guy malchus arboim, and you're still going to call the guy kosher? So Tosfos says, wait a second. I'm presenting to you that what? That guy is only a what? A choshed al harayis. Has a bad reputation. So why is Rav Sheshes responding to Rav Nachman saying, how can you call the guy kosher if he's going to get malchus? That end statement of the Gemara, Rav Sheshes' reputation, sounds like what? The guy's involved in the real McCoy. He's actually getting a punishment. And therefore Rav Sheshes says, how can you be machzir him? That would be a point for the other pshat in the Rishonim, that what? That hold that he's actually involved in the Maisa Avera over there. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya, says Tosfos. Hainu mishum demalkin ala yichud. Sometimes Bezdin has to introduce that if people are getting too lax in the area of intermingling, in the area of arayus, of negiyah, or even things that people are choshed about, so therefore Bezdin might have to take matters into their own hands and give malkus on it. Unbelievable. Of an iser yichud. An iser yichud. Baruch Hashem, this is what the Shavuos Limud is going to be about, the iser yichud. We have to discuss all the details, but it's so scary that Bezdin, in the time when Bezdin was in control, they would actually give lashes when it wasn't accepted halachically. It wasn't a lav sheyesh b'malkus. And yet Bezdin said, even though you didn't transgress the Avera, you made a bad reputation, you're living the wrong lifestyle, we're going to give you lashes. Unbelievable. It's still chashid. That's what Tosfos says. I stick with my first diyuk. It's still chashid. And that which Rav Sheshes says is it's malchus. Don't bother me because we found precedent that to the fact that even in a situation of chashid and just a lifestyle can already get malchus. Even though that malchus is not a punishment malchus, it's more just for Bezdin to make a statement and to get people controlled. You wouldn't get 39 malchus, it would be a different type of malchus. We'll have to learn the details later of that lower level malchus. Okay.
And he's still kosher
le'edus. So therefore Tosfos says, I still stand by my original answer. That if you actually are involved in a Maisa Avera of Bia, so then you're postulated, like Rabbi said over here. That which the Gemara said later on, that you're kosher, that's talking about a person that wasn't actually involved in the Avera. But that would define a Rosh of the Chumas. Inami, says Tosfos, and this is what we ended off with last week. Hasam kosher, mishum di yitzro tokful kolkach, the choshev ka'onus. Avala revia, ein yitzro tokful kolkach. Says Tosfos, this is where we left off. I was sitting next to Rav Shechter at a bris, and I told him what Tosfos we were up to in the Shir in Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin's Rav Shechter's favorite Masechta. It was the Rav's favorite Masechta, it was Rav Shechter's favorite Masechta, and it was Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldwich, the Rav Shiva Karim Yavin's favorite Masechta. So we're in good hands, Baruch Hashem. But so I told him what I told him that what we were talking about last week, that the debate of the psychologist, Bizman Azeh, about whether or not Mishkav Zohar has the same challenges that a person has in other areas, and is the psychology the same, that seems to be something that was discussed thousands of years ago in Tosfos. Tosfos is hundreds of years ago. Tosfos, but close to a thousand years ago. Tosfos is discussing
is Tosfos Yisrael, and he has different days about this. How do we assess Mishkav Zohar? So Tosfos in this day says, you know what? I'm scratching everything I said up until now. Let's take the stronger version of that Gemara. HaChoshet al Arayis doesn't mean Choshet. And we're going to stress what? The fact that he gets Malchus over there. Because it's the real McCoy. And a Choshet, for a good reason he's Choshet. Because we actually saw him. So then he's Kashalaidis. So then why is he Pasul over here? Why is he Pasul according to Rav? And don't tell me that Rav, who's Makel in general, Rav's Pasuling over here. Rav's saying he's a Rosh at the Hamas. Taisus says, yeah. Because that was something that was uncontrolled. To have illicit relations with the opposite gender, Taisus says that's something that's considered like, as if, obviously, it's not going to get you out of punishment, but it's considered anus in terms of your character to be invalid for edus and for testimony. But a person who gives into Mishkav Zohar, says Tosfos, the Yetzer Hara for Mishkav Zohar is not as extreme, is much more controllable, says Tosfos, and therefore, according to Rava, you gave into that desire that was not considered anus in the world of edus, your pasul edus when it comes to Mishkav Zohar, as opposed to Mishkav Isha. Inami, Hachanami Yitzro Takvo, the kosher le'edus acheres. Look at what the next day says. The next day it was the next psychologist. The next day in Tosfos says, no, you can't say that. You can't make a distinction between a person who has a homosexual desire or a heterosexual desire. They're all the same erevos. They're all the same arayas. They're all the same. So what does he have to say? He has to say they're all kosher. They're all bones. They're all people that are kosher. So what am I saying over here? The reason why he's not accepted over here is not because he has a shame psul. And if tomorrow you needed his edus for a dine mamonis case, he would be a kosher aid. All Rav is saying is I can't accept his edus about this story, Revia itself. Because he's a kosher al oso dover. Just like if you don't keep kashrus, I can't trust you to eat in your kitchen. Not necessarily because I'm saying you're a horrible person. Not because I'm saying that you're now not Nemon and you don't have Nemonis. No, not necessarily. I'm not saying. I'm just saying, if you don't keep certain areas la'alacha, then I can't trust you. If you don't have a bris milah, I can't trust you to be the model on my son. Ha'choshet al oso dover, lo dono lo me'ido. You don't have Nemonis on the area that you're not believed yourself. So Taisa says, we're not stamping him. But he wants to give Edus about Revia, about a story that he's choshed on. He has no nemonis in this area. That's not a psul, but it's a choshed that Bezdin can't accept him. So Tosfos says in the last day that wants to equate Mishkav Zohar with Mishkav Isha and say that the Yetzer Hara is not different by Mishkav Zohar, Mishkav Isha. And in terms of a halacha of being a posel aid, you're not posel according to Rava in either area. Why? Because you're not a Rosh HaDachamas. Nebuch, you have a strong, strong Yetzer Hara. You're honest. You're under duress. You can't control yourself. Yet what? But in the area of Revia, for this testimony, for this case, Ploni, Ravani, Lertzoni, I can't accept your edus. You can't talk the Oso Dover. You can't talk in that category. So Sid raised the question last week, and we didn't have time to go into it, but it's a fascinating question. We don't accept Rava, like we started off. We hold that if a person violates any los aseh, that at least is a los aseh sheyesh bo malchus, or would have the capability to get malchus were it not for a technicality, such a person is already, he violates a los aseh, he's already pasul eidus. So does any of these svaras play out l'maisa? Does it ever have ramifications l'alacha? So that's the Ktos HaChoshen that I brought for you in Simen Mem Vav. Simen Mem Vav is talking about a person that you find out to be a gazlan, and he signed on a shtar prior. So the Ktzai says the following idea, and the Ktzai says this in two different places. The Ktzai says, although we paskin, so we skip, if you look at the Ktzai in Simen Yudzayin, it's talking about a guy that was now proved to be a gazlan.
So the,
in the Ktzai. Yes, Ziyah Fechatam in Yudzayin. I didn't start reading yet.
Page 71.
You see where the Yud Zion is?
So let's go three lines down. The first line, vertical line, is in Nifsal. He says there in the last two words on the line. V'hainu mishum de rasha de chamos chashid lo oso davar v'chashdinam lem shaker b'shvil anos mamon u'mishum hachi chayshinan shema ata ziyef v'chasam. Says the Ktos, what's the case over here in the Shulchan Aruch? What's the problem over here? You have a person that was proved to be a gazlan. So now, we have a shtar that was from way back before he was proved to be a gazlan. The date on the shtar is from way back before. So, the shtar's still good. So says the Ktos, no, not unless you can't verify that he wasn't a gazlan at that time, because what are we choshish for? A gazlan, says the Ktos, is a rosh of the chomos. A Rasha de Chamos, by definition, says the Ktos, is not only someone who's puzzle, who's a puzzle aid. He has a psul aid, says Rava, because he's a chashash meshaker. Because we don't believe this guy, because he would give in to his Yetzer Hara. So not only do we puzzle him from now on, says the Ktos, says the Shulchan Aruch, that other star also can't work. Because you know what I'm scared he did? He predated it. And really, the shtar that you think is good, he just changed and he just signed it now. So therefore, says the Ktos, unless you can verify that that's not the case, even that's going to be possible. And the Ktos now creates two categories of halacha. La halacha of a Rosh of the Hamas and a Rosh of the Lav the Hamas.
Why don't we question his Chamsundik in nature 20 years ago?
Right. No, because if you don't have proof, I mean, people, you can't postle a person for an avera that we didn't know he did. But what he's saying is that maybe that star that you think is good, that was written right now. And he's just lying about that. But then, the Ktos says, this distinction about Rosh of the Chamos, and I'm going to save time, we're not going to read it inside, and Rosh of the Lav the Chamos, also plays out la halacha in another area. The Gemara says that when it comes to edus isha mishum iguna, if a woman doesn't know about the whereabouts of her husband, so we're very makel about what the sources could be. In certain circumstances, we could even rely on woman, and we could rely on ed miti ed, and we could rely on goyim in certain circumstances, that we can be makel mishum iguna akiva b'rabona. But the Gemara in Yavama says, you can't rely on someone who's going to be a gazlan, a chashash b'shaker. He, mamish, is not only a puzzle aid. He has a chashash sheker. Says the Ktos HaChoshen in this Ktos, that if your psul is a chashash b'shaker, you're not going to be accepted to lay this issue. But if you're just a Rasha because of a bayis world, or in certain averos, that we're not worried about your Yetzer Hara, but we're just giving you a shame psul because you violate those los dases, so says the Ktos HaChoshen, then you're not going to be possible for Edus Isha. So this Chaps Nafkaminas, now, when we plug this back into our Tosis, so let's say you have a person who's not makbid on Arayis. You have a person that's not makbid on Mishkav Zohar. So now, depending on the Pshatim in our Tosos, let's say you have a person like that who's a chayal in the army. And he wants to give testimony about the whereabouts of a person that didn't make it. Would he be accepted or not? Is he a Rosh of the Chamos? Or is he a Rosh of the Lav the Chamos? So that's exactly what Tosis is debating. If he's considered, that's the 2 days in Tosis. If you take the approach of Tosis in the second day, that Mishkav Zohar is grouped with Mishkav Isha, and we call him an onus in terms of that, so he doesn't lose his believability in court, and that's why Tosis says, the Gemara says, a Chashad al Arayis is Kashar Le'edus. Again, the version that holds Chashad al Arayis means Arayis Mamish. Why over here do you pass him? Because it's Ba'ol Sodover. Because it's Ba'ol, he's talking about Ploni Ravani Latzoni. That I can accept him. But am I a Rosh of the Chamos? That's also the Gemara Rava? No. So we ask, does this play out Lamaitza? Does this relevant to us? Sid ask, we don't pass like Rava. Yeah, it's relevant.
it's relevant for all the situations that we're going to distinguish between a Rasha de Chamas and a Rasha de Lav de Chamas, even though we paskin like Abaye that anyone who violates any Aveira is pasul. So he might not be able to give testimony about the big case in Bezdin about Dine Mominus because we pass it like Abaye and he's not a kosher aid. But what about areas where we don't need, we accept even psuli aids, but we just don't accept trash mishakers. So now all of our shitas and tosos are going to have serious ramifications. Legabe, what you hold a person who's kosher ala rights, person who's according to one day, even if he's involved in the Averis of Revia, maybe. So that's now going to have ramifications. Legabe the Shaila and Mishkav Zachar is going to have ramifications. And it will have other ramifications where you're going to distinguish. So I'm just pointing out the idea, even though we don't paskin like Rava, this idea of Chash Meshakir, of Rosh HaDechamas, does play out, like the Tos is saying, in other areas, not for every aid. In terms of Bezdin on a regular court case, it's very simple. Did you violate the Los Asse? Did you not violate the Los Asse? Tosa says, you violated the Los Asse, the Abaye says, you're out. But now we're finding out that even according to Rava and all of our days of Tosos, certain areas la halacha, when we're going to be worried about being choshesh l'sheker, so then all of these days are going to come back to life, like the case of the Chayalim, or scenarios where we're concerned that maybe a person signed it now and is predating it, like the Tosas is talking about. So therefore, all of our days in Tosas are going to play up halach l'maisa. So let's go on in Tosas.
This is a uniform thing that's segregated in Tosas, meaning if I'm a Baal Taiva in any area, then I want to have the openness for that area regardless. If I don't keep you out of this, I can't see the guy who went out.
Yeah, achashad al adavar lo don. That's a Gemara. The Gemara in Bukhari says achashad al adavar lo donu lo me'ido. That's a Mishnah. Right. He can't give us nemonis in that area. Now, you're gonna have to play into other svaras of I'm saying that Atina Shanishpa, he doesn't know, he's not a choshed aladover. Assuming a guy knows the halachas and a guy is aware about the system and he's just choshed, he's not makbid on it, there's no nemonis in that area. It's a problem. It's a big problem. Yeah, so Reb Moshe has a tshuva about people who are not makbid on kashrus for parents to cook for the children. Because Reb Moshe has a heter that he thinks that a parent would still be sensitive to the needs of the kid. So even though they don't keep necessarily themselves, they'll eat out sometimes. But Reb Moshe says that there is a svara that they're not going to be makshal the kid. But that's already svaras to try to get around this fundamental issue. But principally, meaning you can have areas that you can learn hilchos psula edus. You can learn psula zayin. I'm not necessarily puzzle. I didn't violate that. But in that area, you have no nemonis. In that area, you can't talk. You don't keep that area. It's just like we say la lacha. How could a person who is mechal Shabbos sked an aliyah that talks about shmirah Shabbos? He can't be above. Yeah.
How far do you think
someone eats good rocks? Nah. Everybody eats good brachos. All right, Shmini Shavesa. Good.
What exactly is then this psul of
chamas? Of chamas. I think what it means is that a person who just gives into his yetzer. That's the way Tosis is defining it. Right, but now Tosas is limiting it, and Tosas is saying, and it's controllable.
Yes.
Meaning, originally, before I saw this Tosas, I would say, it's a person who gives into his Yetzer Hara. A big taiva for something, and he gives into Yetzer Hara, and he knows that it's Aser, and he'll have the two options in front of him, he'll know what the right thing to do is, and he goes for the wrong thing because of his pleasure. So now Tosas says, it's not true. Even in a situation where you have those two options, you know what the wrong thing is, there are certain Yetzer Haras that are incontrollable. And now Tosas starts playing what's incontrollable, what's not incontrollable. So now that's going to have, this all is psychology. It's all psychological levels. What is considered leaving the Ribbono Shel Olam and now is going to now be a concern for Beis Din that now you might accept a bribe.
Except the real psychological question is,
what makes something controlled? Right. That's why I think there's so many days in Tosfos over here. It's so not clear. Yeah. No, Lahachas is exactly, again, how did the Gemara start? Rava introduced Rosh HaDechamas, because the Gemara starts off, Mumer Ochol Nevelas Lahachas, Abayi Amar Pasol, Rava Amar Kosher. We happen to hold, a person has two burgers in front of him, and they taste exactly the same. There is no Yetzer Hara for one over the other. Abayi, and you take the Nevela, Abayi says you're Pasol Eidus, you just violated a Los HaSishri Shmamachas. Rava says no. That's a crazy guy, says Rava, but that's not possible. This, we need someone who we're going to be concerned is going to give in to his desires and is going to take a fat check in order to testify falsely. You need a Rosh HaDechamas. So now, Tosfos says, okay, well this is in a Rosh HaDechamas. Because Tosfos assumed it was only in the area of Mammon or Taiva of Mumer Ochel Nevelas LeTeilvin because it's cheaper, whatever it is. So Tosfos says, no, also the desires is also a problem. So your kasher is now, so every Pintel Yid knows that what they're doing is wrong. So once Tosfos says that Tosfos says that if you can't control it, so you're not going to be a Rosh HaDechamas. If you can't control it, you're not going to be a Rosh HaDechamas. So what's your kasha?
You can always control it. I mean, you can always
In a chanami, there has to be, you're right, I'm asking. There has to be a certain level that Tosfos is weighing over here, that the pressure of the desire is so much stronger than the knowledge of what's right or what's wrong. No. So that's it. This is not legabe onshin. Rava is masking that this guy's getting malchus. Rava is masking that I'll put the guy to death. Rava's now creating a new category of halacha. Rava's saying, for psul edus, I need a Rosh HaDechamas. Because we didn't passel everyone that's chayiv misa, and we didn't passel that everyone was chayiv malchus. Abayi says no. Abayi says we look at onshin, and we carry it over to psul edus. Rava is the one who's mechadesh that says no. Psul edus has to be about bribes, about money, about cash. It has to be achshav sheker. So that once you're in Rava's world, okay, so onshin are off the table. That's not something that's gonna get fit the criteria. So let's go a little bit weiter, Rabbi.
Can you repeat for 1 second what the Ksot added to this?
The Ksot just said that Rava, we think that we're learning a Tosfos that's not no Gaila Maisa. Because this is all in the world of Rava. I don't paskin like Rava. I just told you the guy who eats the cheeseburger, no matter what his desires, is possible. So why are we wasting our time? Who cares if Mishkav Zachar? If Mishkav Zachar is different than Mishkav Eisha, what the Yetzer Hara, what the Yetzer? So I told you, it's not true. There is cases. And the Ktos explains that is exactly what we're talking about when it talks about the Chayalim. Now we have to decipher when it comes to every Avera, that we know is Aser, and we know, like Eitan says, they're going to be Onshin, but that's not enough for Eidus Isha. Has to be a Rosh HaDechamas. Has to be a Chashash Sheker. And for those Averos, we're going to have different approaches. We might also invalidate the Shtar from an earlier date, because he might have lied about it. We might now not accept his Eidus, even in the world of Eidus Isha. Because now it's a Rosh HaDechamas. It's not only a Rosh that's Pasul Eidus. Even in areas that's Pasul Eidus in general, over here we accept it, but not a Rosh HaDechamas, like a Gazlan. Yeah, is revived in certain areas. For sure. Okay, so now the Gemara goes on. Tosfos says, let's go back to our favorite Gemara in the first parak of Makkos. Near Beyatzil, what was the Gemara? Everyone has the Gemara over here, or the other sheet. Again.
This is a very important Gemara. Probably one of the most important Gemaras in Maseches Makos. The Gemara had a fundamental question. It's by the second two dots, Amar Le Rav Papa L'Abaye. How many lines down, Abe? We were struggling last week. Amar Le Rav Papa L'Abaye. It's the second Gemara. Elameata Harag Yatzil. So if any time you're going to have one of the Edom that's in the group is going to invalidate the Edus, as long as one of the Edom is Pasul, all the Edom are thrown out. Nimtzeach HaKarva Pasul, Edusim Betelo, that's the source. Makas Daf Hei, Daf Vav. Elameata Harag Yatzil. So the guy who stabbed, who's watching his stabbing, Gemara asks, he should now, he's a Pasul Eid. Because he should invalidate the rest of the group. So the Gemara says, Kishahargu Me'achorov. No, he stabbed him in the back. So the only time you're Chayav Ratzicha is if he stabbed him in the back, says the Gemara. Nirba Yatzil. So if you were involved in a Revia, in an illicit relation, so you should also, you watch the Revia. You should also save the testimony against the Roveya. Kishahargu Me'achorov. It's talking about where there was a relationship and he wasn't able to watch. And then the Gemara goes on to say, but what are you going to say? Horig v'roveya yatzilu. The avarion, the rotzeach, was also watching his own murder. He had to know where to stick the knife. So the Gemara says, he's apostle of eight. And the roveya had to know where to find the person. So the Gemara says, ishtik. So the Gemara says he was stuck. He didn't know what the answer is. This is unbelievable Gemara. So again, so now Tosis says in our Tosis, V'hodar parach perakamid demakas near b'yatzil ein lefarish yatzil lefishu posel machmas shesone. Tosis says, one second. Why is the near b'posel? The assumption of the Gemara Makas over there is that we have one of the Edim that's watching the case that's an invalid Ed. Why is he invalid? What's the problem? Tosfos says, what? I just told you that he's not invalid. So Tosfos says, Ein lefarish yatzel lefishu pasul machmas shesone haroveya. So Tosfos says, well, maybe you'll tell me that the reason why he's pasul is because he hates the guy who's doing this to him. A guy's raping him, and he hates him. And a guy, okay, Tosfos is obviously assuming that if I hate the nidon, I hate the baldin, I hate the person that's up for, so obviously I'm apostle of eight. Why? Why does he hate him? Sharavala owns. Makar Shasono Arovea Sharavala owns. Shekacha Yanir Lafarish, because Tosfos says, I would have said that. Dum Yud Harag Yatzil. Just like the Gemara says, Harag Yatzil. What's the reason Harag Yatzil? Why is the Harag apostle, the guy who's about to die, why is he apostle Aedus? Because he hates the guy who just killed him. He's a stone. So Tosfos adds in an interpretation to the Gemara just now. What is the assumption of the Gemara that all these guys, the Nirba and the Narag, is now going to invalidate the whole group and save everyone's life? It's because they're stone him. It's because they're stone him. Is that true? I hate the guy's guts who's now in Bezdin. But I happen to know testimony. Am I kosher apostle of Edus? Let me ask you a better case. I love the guy who's up for testimony. I'm his best friend. We go back college, and he gives me the kibbutz to be his aid kiddushin at his daughter's wedding, or at his own wedding. Am I kosher apostle? What is the din? Tosfos is telling me that a sone is apostle. So if that's the case, what about an ohev? So the answer, this is a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in the third parak on Chav Zayin Amabez. Maistim b'chol yom. Go to the Mishnah on Chav Zayin Amabez towards the end of the Mishnah. Statement of Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going to skip a little bit, but Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer, I'm going to skip to the fourth, 5 lines above the Gemara. Ha'oyev ha'asoyne, oyev zeshishbino, oyev is someone who is walking him down to the wedding, right? B'mei chupaso. Sone, and what's a sone? What's the definition of a sone? This is a very important Gemara in the world of Machshava as well. Kol shehu lo diber imo shlosha yam. A person that doesn't speak to his friend, the nafka, because of a fight, the eva, then he's a sone. So what does the Gemara say? What does the Mishnah say? Amr le, lo nechshildu Yisrael al kach. Says Chachamim, just because you're a sone, just because you don't speak to a guy for 3 days, you are not pasul le'edus. Where's the Vav of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch on that line in the Mishnah? On the Amr le, which means what? We paskin like who? Like Rabbi Yehuda? Or like Chachamim? Paskan like Chacham, lo nechshedu Yisrael l'alkach. Comes along the Marsha, and he asks on our Tosos, what's Tosos saying? Tosos saying, I really thought that what's the reason a Harug and a nearby is puzzle? Because he hates the guy who's doing this to him. He hates the guy who's killing him. Or he hates the guy who's raping him. And a Sone is what? A Sone is Kashalaid. Sone is not pasulaidus. Ask the Marsha, we paskin like Chacham. And the Gemara goes on to say in that Gemara, we paskin like Chacham. Like the Rambam shows up there. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's going on? So the Marsha has to, his hands are tied. He says, yeah, the whole pshat that I'm saying right now in Tosos is only alib de Rabbi Yehuda, shalo alib de Hilchsa. That's what the Marsha says. But the Marsha, Rav Shlomo Luria, who's the Bar Plugta always with the Marsha, on the Perushim in Tosos, says, no, absolutely not. Says, you got it wrong. And this is going to have tremendous ramifications. The Ketos HaChoshen, in another area in Choshen Mishpat, quotes this Marshal Lalacha. He says, that Mishnah, between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda, we're talking about a Sone, doesn't talk to a guy for 3 days. Come along Chazal and say, Lo nechshedu Yisrael l'alkach. You don't speak to a guy for 3 days, that's not going to make you lie in the world of Eidus, and you're not possible Eidus. But comes along the Marshal and says, Tosfos is not talking about that case. Tosfos is talking about a case of rape! Says the Marshal, that's a soine gomor! A soine gomor! Says the Marshal, Tosfos right here is paskening la'alocha, even aliba de chachomim is possible. This is something that's not found in Shulchan Aruch. This is something that Shulchan Aruch just quotes Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. We paskin like Chachamim. Sone is kosher. You'd ask anyone, a Sone is kosher. Sone is kosher. What's the problem? Says the Marshal, but if you read Tosfos, it's not true. And the Ketos quotes the Halacha. A Sone gomer. Someone who's stabbed. Someone who's raped. That is such a traumatic experience that the person really hates. So hatred can possibly lay this even according to the Halacha, even according to Chachamim. So Rabbi Schechter once pointed out to me, if so, if it's your best buddy, the same logic of the Marshal should be true. So maybe according to this Marshal in the Ketos, it should be usher. And it shouldn't be such a keeper if you call me up to be your Eid Kedushin. It means, yeah, I like you. I don't love you. You're not a holy gummer. You know, we speak, we schmooze, but you're not. You're not going to take a bullet for me. You're not an Oyed Gomer, like to the level that a Stoyne Gomer that even the Marshal would pass. Yeah, Eva.
That's not there, I'm not sure. Yeah. That's so true. You look at Bilkin and Torah, right? Rashi says, I think I feel him. And when he got off the saddle of his donkey, the whole reason why he did it, he got into the Shmuz, is because hatred was to go after the norm is too great.
So sin is worse. So sin is worse.
Yeah, love.
I hear. Also, the Gemara says, by Moshe and Aaron. Gemara says Moshe and Aaron really should have been kosher. Gemara says that's the raya that a karov is not possible. The Gemara Baba Basra says not because of a chashad l'shaker, because the Gemara says even Moshe and Aaron are possible, and Moshe and Aaron were ahuvim, we're shnei ahuvim zeh. So yeah. No, but I'm saying like Eitan. I'm saying, but Moshe and Aaron not only were krovim, they were ahuvim. They loved each other, and they were oiv gemurim. And exactly, that's what I'm saying. They were not possible because not because of Ahu. That's what I'm saying to support what Eitan's saying. Yeah. What's the difference? But according to Tosfos, the whole Tokif of the Eidus is because it's Yachol is Bar of the Bezdin. because ultimately when if and or but we need to have a din Torah about this, you'll be the ones that'll come to court. But I think even if you hold not like that, like the Ritva we spoke about, that the Ritva says that the whole shame aid is chal under the chuppah. Like you're saying, like edus l'kiyam adam. We don't find that the psule edus are different.
What was Chacham say? It was 1 in 3 days. We actually put a time limit in.
Right. It's very vague. We're creating a new category over here, a soine gomer. So all we know is rape. All we know is murder. What if you're Bernie Madoff? I don't know. You killed me. You destroyed my life. You know. I don't know. I don't know what the shear is. But the Tzais and the Marashal are assuming from Tzais there is a certain sinah that would for sure possible. We have a debate amongst the Chabur whether or not to carry that back over to Oev. But for sure, for sinah, there's some sort of gradation, and we're not sure what the cutoff is. Right. Yeah, I don't know if the mitzvah for sinna, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if that would count as a real personal.
The point is when you use the word sonnet in that context,
right.
At least it identifies
right.
person
right.
as Rosh.
Right, right, right.
We're not in that category.
Right. So basically what's happening over here in this Tosfos is all these things that we thought were lolei b'dehilchasa, whether it's a Rasha d'chamas, Mishkav Zachar, all these discussions. No, we're found that there is nafkaminis. There are certain situations where it does play a role. And now even what we thought, a stone in an oev, you look in Shulchan Aruch, it's not nogei l'alacha. Tosfos brings it back to life. Tosfos says, no, these type of sonim, at least according to the Marshal, these type of sonim, they are going to be fossil. Okay, we'll have to pick up in Mirza Shem. Oh, so that's really what I wanted to talk about. We ran out of time. What does it mean to be Nogeya B'Dover? What does Negiyas mean? If you have something to do with the case, but I don't necessarily have any gain. So that's the Mirza Shem we'll talk about next week. When a Nogeya B'Dover actually comes possible, it's a major machlokes that poskim in Shulchan Aruch.